Now north to Gainesville and to the University of Florida. This school knows about postseason success. It won the men's basketball national championship in 2006 and 2007. As Mark Whiteman of member station WUFT reports, excitement is tempered, but expectations are high.
The newest merchandise at the Gator bookstores features the logo of the Sweet 16. Lynn Vaughn, the shop director, says it's not exactly flying off the rack.
You know, it's interesting. Our Sweet 16 shirts have been very, very slow selling. And the biggest reason for that is because we've been there, done that the last 2 years. Now this is third year in a row.
Vaughn says back-to-back Elite Eight appearances tend to do that. Some UF students, like Stefan Bruner, say they're a bit jaded.
I feel like it's expected of the Gators. You know, we demand excellence, and we just want to get past the stage.
Just off campus, the Swamp Bar and Restaurant is a popular gathering spot. Bartender Caitlin Mapp worked during last year's Sweet 16 and expects a crazy night tonight.
We're always pretty busy on Friday night. I think it's probably just going to make it better. It'll probably actually make us packed earlier just because people are expecting it to be busy, getting here early for the game.
Junior Jacob Weiss is from Fort Myers and grew up with Florida Gulf Coast University in his backyard. He'll tip his cap to his hometown, but his loyalty lies with the Gator Nation.
You know, we're the big dogs, and I hope we, you know, can put it to them, and it'll be the end of their little story. But from being from Fort Myers, I'm very happy where they're at right now. I'm excited for them.
It's the Sunshine State, David versus Goliath, and fans everywhere will be paying attention. For NPR News, I'm Mark Whiteman in Gainesville, Florida.